Spencer.
Lots of mobile network or cell phone stories making the news. Well, today specifically, I don't know, maybe it's just me just spotting them for some reason. Just told you about the SA Funeral Parlors that are launching their own cell phone network as soon as August. I just find it weird. Like, where have I been? It's like the first I've heard of it. Just out of nowhere, boom, there it is. And, of course, the other mobile network story is the awkward... we've got a hotline, right? As you know, government's emergency COVID hotline. What I didn't know was that they took the number 111 to serve as the COVID-19 emergency hotline. So it's not like it's not that the police is what 10111, right?
Yes.
Anyway, so they took the number 111, but they didn't know this, that it's been long used by a big cell phone company as their customer care hotline. So the result was that the COVID-19 emergency call center was inundated. So now imagine these poor people have been trained and sitting ready to answer your questions around COVID-19, right? And the next thing, they've got to answer questions around the cell phone, the mobile network, customer care. Have you been on one of those lines? Can I just say, by the time you phone that line, it's probably not for a good reason.
No, it's not. And also, by the time they have kept you on hold for 1,762 minutes and they answer, and their demeanor is that of, oh, is it okay and how can I help you? Dance at the end of any battle.
The thing that kills me isn't the holding on. It's the, I have now spent 6 minutes explaining the problem because you keep on asking questions, and then go, okay, ma'am, I can't help you with that. Please hold. And then they just transfer you. Then the person you get to goes, hi, how can I help? I'm like, I don't know who you are. What do you even do?
So what has happened right now is what these poor COVID-19 hotline people had to deal with, right?
Oh,
I will
no.
pay real money to actually hear how those conversations went right there.
It's like, excuse me, ma'am? What?
So they were inundated by this major mobile networks people, customer care. So that's, if you want to read more about this story, and also obviously keeping an eye on how they're going to rectify this, because it's obviously bad news.
Our
COVID-19 hotline would bear the same number as a major mobile network customer care line. Maybe they did better. I don't know. But anyway, so we'll keep our eye on it.
Also, nobody in the group, in the boardroom at Gary's house, Googled
anything
to say, because you're going to Google. It's not rocket science. 111, what is this number? And then found it. No.
Also, you know when you type your password in, and then, of course, your device is clever enough to say to you, now you've used that one before, remember?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Or it's not a very strong, it's a weak password.
It's a weak one.
And you're like, what? Who's this? Like, no one there could say to them, guys, 111 is already used by so-and-so for their customer care.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, if you want to read more about that story, we'll put it on our blog for you on jacarandafm.com. Haluda.
Wake up. With Martin Besteron Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.